His first session today is titled The Spiritual, Moral, and Political Foundations of Federalism. We're talking about the background to this topic of federalism. My name is Donald Devine. I've been a professor at two universities for over a quarter of a century. My really only claim to fame is Ronald Reagan made me head of the civil service. The Washington Post, on their Sunday section, called me Reagan's terrible swift sword of the civil service. And he asked me to take the job. The president said, I got a job for you. I want you to be the chief bureaucrat in the government. And I said, it's kind of funny picking on a libertarian conservative like me for that job. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to cut 100,000 positions, I want you to reduce their bloated benefits, and I want you to make them work harder. He said, thanks a lot, going to make a lot of friends in this job. I remember what Harry Truman said, though. And doing a tough job in Washington. If you need a friend in Washington, buy a dog. So I bought two to be on the safe side. And the amazing thing is we actually did it. It was by no means just me. We did cut 100,000 non-defense employees. We cut several billion in pension and retirement, pension and health benefits, and many others. And we did put in a pay-for-performance system, make them work better, at least for a while. But we're here to talk the federal. Actually, my only federalism job is we had one little program in my agency called the Intergovernmental Personnel Act. I was so lucky I was in the transition, too, and I was able to zero that out in the budget. Most of you are here because you're very interested in federalism, but I suspect many are not. I'd like to make the argument that federalism is probably the most important subject that should be on the minds of people who are concerned about the future of American and indeed the world. The welfare state, writing a book for ISI Books, you know, if you look at the large picture, there's no question the welfare state is falling apart everywhere. Around the world, in the U.S., it's really almost as bad here as Greece. The main proponent proposal, Congressman Ryan's proposal, the radical proposal to do something about entitlement spending, doesn't cut a penny for 10 years from Medicare. If you can't talk about these things, it's hard to see how you solve them. And if you don't solve them, it seems to me only two things can happen. One, you got to get them back to the states, which is federalism, and hopefully local and private, or you're going to have a man on a white horse. I don't see this any different. So to me, our response to the current crisis has to have an enormously large component about federalism. And we're going to start today looking at the foundations of federalism. Bill set this up mainly as a history session. I talked to the panelists, and I'm not sure they're going to play the game by the rules. But Bill said I should start with Johannes Heltheus, who's called the father of federalism. I'll just give a quick two-second version of history. Heltheus himself says, however, the first federalism was in the Bible, in the covenant between God and Noah, and the word covenant is fotis in Latin, which is the root of the word federalism. And it implies a covenant between many different elements. God, prophets, judges, tribes. You know, the judges basically, libertarians, anarchists should love it. The judges go in, make a decision, he left it up to the people whether to carry it out or not. It was, as one author called it, a network of covenants. And that same idea of ruling through covenant rather than power is very important in the Middle Ages, too. Alpheus himself took the model for federalism as the Holy Roman Empire, which, of course, everyone knows was not holy, wasn't Roman, and wasn't an empire. But most important for federalism is it was a federation. The emperor had very little direct power. The real power was at what we would call the state level, in the hands of the princes, and the cities, most of them during this period, the 8th to 10th century, had separate covenants too. So the interesting thing, and this is kind of summarized in the Magna Carta, where you see all these different elements of society demanding different limits on the power of the state. Our three experts today are all going to talk about the United States. The importance of this history was that before the divine right of kings killed this federalism idea in Europe, we were lucky that idea was transferred to America. And that concept of ruling with covenant took root here, and that's where I will be quiet and introduce those who will deal with directly America. We're going to start with Professor Kevin Gutzman, professor of history at Western Connecticut State University, PhD from the University of Virginia, the author of the book James Madison and the Making of America, and Who Killed the Constitution, to start us off on looking at this important issue of federalism.